It's time for Your Pet's Health, brought to you by Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. Pet Docs, your other family doctor.
And if you'd like to call in with your questions about your pet's health, you can do that now.
Call me at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
And on this Christmas Eve, Dr. Todd Royale joins us here this morning. We even make your intro music into
Thank you.
All it takes is jingle bells. So what do you have for us today, Todd?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about stocking stuffers
okay.
for our pets. A lot of people probably already do this in some form or another. They may not do it with a stocking,
mm-hmm.
but usually there's some sort of gift under the tree or on the mantle for one or more of all of the pets. So first thing you can think about, which a lot of people don't think about sometimes till the last minute, is actually having a stocking.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And of course, as with many things, there are a wide variety to choose from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have, you go to some of the pet stores, either the big box or mm-hmm. the local stores, and they'll have pet themed, you might say, stockings
okay.
that have, you know, pictures of dogs or cats or what have you. But obviously it doesn't have to be, it could be a simple red and white.
All right. Do you do a stocking for your cat?
I absolutely do.
Yes.
I have a small red and white one, and it has the initial P for pumpkin. It's really cute. I don't have one for the other cat yet.
Well, okay. That's to be simple, though, just a C.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. Yeah.
All right. So
that's the first step mm-hmm. if you
yeah, we always have one.
Want to do the stockings. And then so the things you put in the stockings, I kind of break these down into three types. You've got sort of edibles, you might say, chewy mm-hmm. type of things. And then you've got toys. And then you've got actually fashion
mm-hmm.
clothing. That's a big thing nowadays. So in the sort of the eating type of treats, obviously things like, you know, milk bones, to use
right.
a brand name, but
right.
any type of, you know, little treat. And it's probably a good idea to use something that they're used to already.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of maybe trying to branch out and get something brand new for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
It's a good idea to use something that they already have or that they already like to eat. Put it in a little a Ziploc bag or a cellophane bag.
Of course,
bag.
If it's a lab, it doesn't
matter. Well, right. Some of them is not going to matter, exactly.
Eat anything.
And again, and with all of these, you know, the overarching theme is also to know your pet
mm-hmm.
because you can make some mistakes here depending on your pet.
We used to, because we always fed our dogs dry food, mm-hmm. we used to get a canned
sure,
food
exactly.
for a treat. For
right,
them.
Exactly. So it can be, you know, that's an excellent idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've known people that would even just put some of the, it's kind of boring, but put the regular dog food in a little bag,
yeah.
you know, and
sure.
that's in the stocking for the dog. And the same goes for cats. You
mm-hmm.
know, there are lots of cat treats available, you know, and they're different brand names. But again, you know, it's probably a good idea to use something that you're used to your cat or your dog is used to actually
mm-hmm.
eating. Then you've got things that are sort of specialty items like, quote unquote cookies that are holiday themed and have some sort of, you know, icing, so to speak,
right.
or some coloration to them. And those are not a bad idea. I would definitely urge you to use something that's made for pets
mm-hmm.
as opposed to going to a grocery store and picking up, you know, some cookies because they may have some artificial sweeteners in them that might be dangerous. They may have other ingredients
right,
that your pet's
right.
not really used to. At least most of the pet-themed treats are going to be, you know, dog or cat food. Like
yes.
In their makeup.
A key perhaps to those is that you won't eat them.
Right, exactly. That's probably right. So those are some considerations. Also, chewy products like, and I'm not a big fan of rawhides,
mm-hmm.
as I'll tell
right.
most people, but there are some good chewy products out there, like
mm-hmm.
Greenies is
mm-hmm.
a brand name. It's sort of a dental chew, but there are a lot of sort of knockoff versions of that. Dentastix, Milk-Bone
mm-hmm.
has this brushing chew product that you
looks like a brush.
Exactly. Those are excellent chewy or sort of quote unquote edible type of products that
mm-hmm.
that a dog can consume. And they have some of these for cats too. Not as wide a variety of those, but they're definitely out there for cats as well.
And also you can put things in the stocking that are for the pet, but obviously
right.
the owner is going to be using them.
Oh,
like
sure.
Like a toothbrush.
Absolutely. Like a toothbrush. And the other thing too is that, you know, you don't necessarily have to have, you know, something, like Christmas themed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, it can be a can of cat
mm-hmm.
food. You know, if your cat likes a particular flavor of a Fancy Feast or something like
mm-hmm.
that, you can have some of those in there. So the other thing, of course, toys, and those are probably the most popular thing that people will put in stockings. And the, you know, the list is almost endless.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you can go into some of the pet stores and find packages of, you know, variety of different, toy products, particularly for cats, because their toys tend to be smaller. So you can get the, you know, the feathers on a string or stick type of products. You got the little mice, little felt mice or, fabric mice. Certainly balls, jingly balls for cats, you know, that make noise and roll around, those types of things. So it doesn't have to be something big. It doesn't have to be a big actual present that's, you know, big enough to wrap, but something that's small enough to fit in a stocking is certainly a good idea. And they've got some holiday themed, of course, you know, toys. One of the more interesting ones to me is, it's actually a fish that's, it's supposed to be a fish, but it looks, to me, it looks like a fishing lure. It's got a little fuzzy at the front and then some feathers coming out the back. But something like that for cats is always is usually a big
hit. Cool.
Again, you got to know your cat. You know, some cats don't like feather products. They prefer things that roll around and or vice versa. So knowing your cat obviously is going to be important here.
Do you get toys for your cats?
Actually, giving my cats some of my hair ties work out pretty
good. Hair ties.
There you go.
So they steal them from me all the time. Just give it to them for Christmas.
Yeah, now, and that's an excellent example of knowing your cat, because if your cat's never had a hair tie, some cats will actually consume them.
Yeah,
and
there
that's
you go.
Not a good thing. But so, you know, and with any toy, of course, especially a new toy, you want to be observant and watch how they're playing with it. Another really popular type of toy are the chewable products. They're like stuffed animals type of things. You know, and they've got a variety of these. Some of them have the actual stuffing fill in them. They have the little squeaker things in them. I'm not a huge fan of the filling, the products that have fill in them or that have the little squeakers in them, because at least in my experience, my dogs always, within sometimes a matter of minutes, tear a hole into it.
Exactly.
They get all the filling is out, and as soon as they can figure out how to get that squeaker out, that's out too.
Yeah, that's it.
So, but they do make these chew products that don't have fill in them, and they also, the ones that I like, I like my dogs to chew on because they last longer, are the ones that are made out of basically like fire hose material. It's a real thick, meshy type of material. I'm not sure, it may have an actual name, but it to me, it reminds me
like
of a real
vinyl.
Thick.
They just run it.
Exactly.
Run
it's
around
an interlaced sort of vinyl. Those tend to last the longest, for my dogs at least. So I like those. If you're looking for something that makes noise, there are a lot of better options than the ones that have the squeakies in them. There are some of these balls that make sort of weird noises when they roll. And there are some other larger, sort of more durable products that you know, have an air bladder in them that when they push on them,
they'll make noises
and stuff. So those are good options. I also like the Chuck It balls, which is the ball with a little plastic thing that you can sort of it helps you throw the ball further, basically.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Yeah.
Without as much effort.
It's like a ball on a fishing rod.
Yeah, exactly. Those are excellent. So, again, if you have a dog that likes to fetch, those are good options.
Okay, there you go. Come back in just a moment. You know, we have a lot of folks who their families are gathering together. The kids are coming home for Christmas and bringing their pets.
Right.
So what do you do about those? Your grand pets. Coming up in a moment here on Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station. Dr. Todd Worrell is with us, as he is every Thursday morning, as we talk about your pet's health from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital. And Todd, I was thinking about, you know, you're entertaining your children are coming home, and they're bringing their pets, so your grandpets there too. I know, I don't know if I got any of them listening, so I can't say what we did. But there are some possible solutions out there, though.
There are. I mean, certainly, again,
because you may not know that pet that well.
You may not know that pet. So what I would do is ask, you know, if they have a crate or carrier that the pet is used to, it's always a good idea to bring that with them. Most of these nowadays are collapsible, so they can fit in even a smaller sized vehicle. And obviously, bring the pet's food. Bring its own dishes. Leash, that sort of thing.
Bedding
is a big one. And toys that it likes to keep it occupied. Because it can, you know, I mean, it's certainly most of the time it works out just fine. But like you say, if it's a brand new pet that hasn't been to the grandparents' house, so to speak.
It needs some familiarity.
And most of the time it works out fine. But you do want to try to avoid as much as possible any sort of Christmas nightmares, you know, in terms of, you know, misbehaving dogs or even cats. But usually this is a problem with dogs. But just knowing the dog, you know, the children, the adult children knowing the dog preferably, and taking the right precautions. It's not very difficult. Most of these things you already have in your home. It's just an issue of let's remember to transport them with the dog to where we're going.
And if you're trying to get something for those pets as a present, you know, it's right. hard to do that because you don't know exactly.
Exactly. It is hard. So, you know, ask your children, obviously. Mm-hmm. And another thing, medications, another big one that a lot of people will mm-hmm. sometimes forget. If the pet is on some kind of medication,
bring it with
you, because Christmas Eve, Christmas Day is not going to be the time to realize you got to go to a pharmacy or somewhere and find some.
And if this is your first time having mm-hmm. The kids home with their pets, you need to know where the emergency numbers are.
Absolutely. That's a great point. Know where, you know, if they're from out of town, so they don't have a local vet, knowing where the local emergency clinic is, knowing, you know, if they are in town, making sure that, you know where to take the pet. Because mm-hmm. there are going to be times probably when the adult kids are going to go out, leave the pets with the grandparents. And so they need to be prepared for certain, mm-hmm. you know, situations that could arise.
Okay. All right. So again, collect that information and have fun with the pets this Christmas. As well. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I hope that you enjoy all the holiday and all the blessings that
Absolutely,
it brings.
Absolutely, you too. Thank you.
This is Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240, and we'll have more to come in a moment.